and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today, insurrection in America. Are we witnessing insurrection? Are we witnessing today anarchy and rebellion standing up in our face, sedition taking place today? I believe we are. I believe it's part and parcel of a bigger picture. We have Jim on the line. Jim, let me finish a brief portion of the article we spoke of. Headline says, evidence suggests Los Angeles riots over ICE raids could be government-funded. This article goes on, several nonprofit organizations and shadowy political fronts played a pivotal role in igniting the chaos that saw federal officers attacked, flags burned, and streets being blocked in L.A. But what's more alarming, tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money may have been indirectly fueling this unrest. At the center of the funding is the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights that saw $34 million in federal grants in just 1 year. What say you, Jim?
Oh, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that this is being funded from outside sources and inside sources there. It's not spontaneous. These people are given a directive. They're told where to go. I mean, look at an area like Duval County. Let's just look at Duval County, supposedly one of the largest cities in the United States land-wise there. We've got 1 million people here. Now, let's take and tell 10,000 of these people to gather. Well, are they all going to gather at one particular place, or are they going to kind of be spotty throughout the city? And if you're looking at this, the congregations of these individuals, there's been some pre-planning put into this event, in my opinion. They're all focusing on certain areas there to disrupt the city. And if I may, I'd like to inform your audience, that actually is called the National Alien Enemy Act that was instituted in 1798. And if you look at the similarities, there's nothing different. This man was from France, stirring up trouble, trying to change the federal government's policy of being a neutral combatant between the war that was going on between New England, between United States. The same thing's going on. There may not be a war, but they're using the same ideology there. They're using foreign peoples that are not citizens of the United States, exerting pressure through violence to coerce the federal government into changing its federal law or changing their opinion on stated law. This is nothing but pure extortion at any level you look at it. Really, people need to wake up, because they're also integrating the Israeli Arab or Syrian or Jordanian problems that's going on in Gaza.
Yes.
It's completely, completely false.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, you're seeing the insurrectionist groups. They're saying free Palestine, some waving signs, others waving Mexican flags, and others saying free all of the immigrants, free all of those that are here. I would call them all of the undocumented illegal invaders. Then the other signs and screaming saying stop ICE and all kinds of vulgar cursing against the efforts of law and order taking place, not just in L.A., but in D.C., New York, many of the prestigious university campuses, Nashville, Tennessee, Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. This is, as you said, it's not something that is just brought up on an extemporaneous basis. It's planned, it's programmed, it's paid for, and the thing that is shocking, the article that I just read a portion of, evidence suggests that ICE rioters are being funded by the government, our government. Ladies and gentlemen, and Jim, I believe that the last days of the Biden administration, I believe it's the last 76 days, several billions of dollars were flooded into the marketplace, as I call it, through the backdoor efforts. And I believe this is part and parcel of it, with the administration going out saying that if I cannot continue to rule and reign, we're going to destroy the nation. Jim, very quickly, we got other callers on the line. What's the answer?
What's the answer is to find these individuals that are the head of the snake. You cut the head of the snake off, the body will wither. They need to aggressively pursue these individuals that are promoting this violence and aggressively prosecute them to the fullest extent of law. And like I told you earlier there, these individuals are practicing, you know, they're sowing chaos, anarchy, disorder, malcontent. They're doing everything they can to inhibit the United States government from performing the laws that are on the books. And to me, that is within the Alien Enemy Act that was written in 1798. Look up Edmund Charles Genet, Citizen Genet. Read that history. It's all there.
All right. Jim, let's do some quick hypotheticals. If that is the case, and I believe it is, then my response, my answer, my, if you please, probing is, will President Trump have to declare a national emergency or martial law in order to quell this? I don't believe it's going to quell by itself. I don't believe it'll be quelled by the local or state civil government, if you please. I believe it only could be quelled or stopped or in some way diminished at the hand of President Trump out of the Oval Office. What act do you think he will instigate in order to stop this?
Well, that National Enemy Act also covers the ability for the president to call out the National Guard of each state if the state itself cannot control the disorder or the crime. At some point, they're going to fight back, which they already are. Newsom's already saying that Trump needs to step back and recall the National Guard. He could just say, you know what? Deal with it, and then watch Los Angeles burn down.
that would be an unusual approach, but that is a possibility too. Jim, it deserves our prayer, our constant vigilance, yes, and the recognition. And I go back to what the Lord Jesus says, that a kingdom divided, a house divided, home divided, nation divided, cannot stand. This that we're seeing today across America cannot continue. If it does, in my most humble opinion, it will destroy the constitutional republic called the United States of America. We cannot let it happen. As Christians, we must pray, seek God's face, ask God to intervene. Jim, brother, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
And God bless you as we keep looking
God
up.
Bless you,
I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, I would like to readdress the issue of who will pick the tomatoes. Well, the answer is that nobody is saying, not even the John Birch Society or any conservative group. The answer is the law of supply and demand. Mm-hmm. So we have to pay more to the agricultural worker, increase the price of their wages. Even if we double the wage of the tomato picker, it doesn't mean the tomato is going to cost twice as much, because after the Mexican or Central American picks the tomato, it's got to be distributed. And then that is not by illegal aliens. And then it's got to be retailed. And that is not by Mexicans or Central Americans. So if the tomato price goes up, so be it. We would save billions by not having to pay for all the illegal work and the welfare for the illegals and their children, their education. So supply and demand is the answer. And that's capitalism 100%.
Derby, you're exactly right. You touched on something in my mind that triggers what I believe is not an answer, but a similarity. Most are not aware of the fact that across America today, most of the major corporate entities, whether it's your telephone company, your charge card company, or your utilities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, when the telephone is answered, it, for the most part, is answered in India. I read an article, several articles recently, where it's talking about exporting our jobs and where billions upon billions of dollars in salaries and wages that should be going into the pockets of American workers are being transferred overseas, mostly to India, being paid $2 a day or $2 an hour or $10 a day or $20 a day versus paying regular salaries in America. We're doing the same thing here with the mindset we've got to keep those out in the fields picking our tomatoes, as you said, rather than doing what is right for the American workers. Who picked the tomatoes before we had the influx of 20 million illegal invaders? Who picked the tomatoes, so to speak, for the past 100 years before we were invaded by the illegal invaders that's coming in? Who picked the tomatoes before Mexico decided they're going to take a stand inside of American territory and on American soil and challenge our government? I say it's time that Trump, in fact, I read an article just a moment or two ago where Trump's talking about sending in not 2,000, but 20,000 National Guardsmen to control the riots in California alone. I believe that's going to be necessary to quell the uprising, or the uprising will succeed and America will be destroyed. It is an insurrection. It is anarchy. It is, without question, sedition against our government, and it's being perpetrated by those that are not even citizens, paid for by George Soros and federal tax dollars that's been funneled to non-profit organizations in order to non-governmental organizations in order to overthrow America. It demands our prayer. It demands our concern. It demands every Christian, every patriot, every conservative to stand up and recognize what has happened and intercede on the behalf of Donald J. Trump, that God will give him wisdom and tenacity to quell the insurrection and deliver America from the hands of the enemy. Derby, thank you so much.
Go ahead. If the tomato picker is an American, he will pay American taxes, and he will spend his salary in the U.S., and that will be recycling money, and everybody's going to be richer because we pay more to the tomato picker, who happens to be an American there.
Absolutely. On target. Because most of the funds going back into the hands of the illegal invaders today then are transmitted back to Mexico and other nations. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, it's so sad to see all these people in California. But it's not only in California. You got every single blue state, they got the same sentiment. Most of the population is being brainwashed and indoctrinated by social media and their regular media. I remember when I used to live in Connecticut, I mean, everything was horrible. Everything was bad because of the Republicans and the conservative people. So one time I happened to be on the radio and I tuned into Rush Limbaugh. And I said, wait a minute, this guy makes a lot of sense. And I started using my common sense, my logic, and I opened my eyes. And I said, wait a minute, it's not the way they portray it. So I think this is the result of years of indoctrination, but all those enemies within Democrats telling them, you know, the law enforcement, the police, follow the rule of law, that's evil, that's a white man, he wants to be oppress you, so you don't need to obey the law. And I think this is what we're seeing, you know what I mean? Because you don't have no politician against that. Oh, no, they are putting more wood on the fire with the comments. They don't have the guts to say, hey, listen, This is unlawful. You're not supposed to do this. No. They're trying to sue the government to stop the criminals living in that state. And what gets to me the most is, if they love Mexico so much, you seen the riots holding the Mexican flag? What are you doing here? You love Mexico so much. Go back to, I'm saying as a Hispanic myself, go back to Mexico. Nobody holding you.
That's right.
They're going to give you a tree for free. Why are you against it? They want to send you to the country that you love so much, Mexico. Go back there. I mean, this is insanity. And not only that, brother, instead of being grateful, and, you know, hey, I've been living in this country illegally for so many years. I've been working and doing this. Low lie, you know, lay low. No. They demanding something. What are demanding? That you let the criminals and the lawbreakers go free? I told somebody that last week, I said, listen, if I go to an amusement park and I get into illegally without paying my ticket and security stop me, what do they do to me? Do they give me a year membership? Do they make me a lifetime membership? Or they kick me out of the park?
They toss you out, don't they?
Doing. Yeah, they enforcing the rule of law. And these people are on the street. And the worst part it is, they love America so much that you don't see an American flag there. You only see the American flag among the Democrats when they're going to burn it.
That's right. I watched them burning the American flag on the streets in L.A.
Yes. It's sad to say this, but these people have been brainwashed, and the politicians are at fault. That's why nobody come out and say, wait a minute, this is illegal, and the immigration officers are going after people that claim those asylum fakers filled with fraud and fraudulent claims, so they cannot make the case. That's why they're being kicked out. And some of them are gang members, some of them are drug traffickers, some of them are human traffickers. What's wrong with it? You know what I mean? I mean, this is insanity, brother. This is insanity. And so they lied on me as a Latino. You're living in this great nation. Be grateful. Be gracious that this country opened the arms. No, they're burning the flag. I'm sorry. That gets to my blood.
Yes.
Kick them out and send them in the first flight back to whatever country you want, Mexico, Guatemala, I don't care. You don't love this country for being living here and one of the best nations in the world. You don't belong here. Get out of here. That's my comment, brother. I mean, this is insanity.
Jose, I second the motion. Let's do that. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the headline of an article, and it says, these operations are essential to halting the reversing the invasion of illegal criminals in the United States. While the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said in a statement, in wake of the violence, California's feckless Democrat leaders have completely abdicated their responsibility to protect their citizens, end quote. It goes further to state the Trump administration has zero tolerance for the criminal behavior and violence, especially when the violence is aimed at law enforcement officers trying to do their job. These criminals will be arrested swiftly and brought to justice. The commander-in-chief will ensure the laws of the United States are executed fully and completely. And I say amen to that. I believe we have James on the line. James, go with the question or the comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, a tough getting through. A dozen different phone calls. I love it. Thanks for the opportunity. Great show. I don't know if you guys touched on it because I hate to have the radio on while I'm holding, and I don't want to miss out. But has anybody talked about that wonderful Shirla, Chirla, California's little NGO, I guess it is, so Californians' tax dollars, hard at work, they went to a thing, and what it stood for was the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights. So the story reported, and this is from a New York paper, a pretty big paper, I won't say their name, I don't know how we can do that kind of thing, but people can check this. This just came out. They have an annual budget of $34 million, and it was just increased last year by $12 million. But here's what they do. They do this kind of stuff and underwrite this. Also, that money comes from NGOs. So the broad spectrum of one of our buddies, you and I are friends with an attorney, that talked about this morning. Americans are now paying NGOs to settle illegals here, then paying ICE to deport them. And the attorney wrote, make it make sense. Help me to understand this. And in the meantime, and several callers touched on this, they're waving flags from Venezuela and Paraguay and Mexico and all these other places. And, well, so I'm proud of my country. And some lunatic liberals have said, well, it's okay. Don't make it worse than it has to be. They're just having fun watching cars burn, I think was the exact quote. Just having fun watching cars burn. I don't know what universe that's fun, but that's wrong, and it's unlawful, and it's bad, and it needs to be stopped immediately. And the president, our prayers are with him and behind him and for him and through him, that he'll be the righteousness of God, and he'll put law and order back on the streets in California for the tax-paying, law-abiding citizens of California. And they'll, I tell you who needs to be asked to leave is Gavin Newsom and the liberal lunatics that are thinking any of this is a good idea. It's just, it's evil. God is a just, what is it, Psalm 7:11? God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. And I think that we're starting to see that played out, and people are starting to do this, and I'm proud of Trump that he's bringing these people in. I think the big thing as you dig down in the money is, as I take this article apart, is a lot of this money in 2024, a total of $64.7 billion, which is 3.5% of Mexico's entire GDP, and remittance also from, get ready for this, $165 billion from India. So these people that come here illegally are sending money back to their countries, and there's money being taken out of that, the fee to send it, but then also that money is being spent there. And some of the politicians and some of the power brokers, that's their little slush funds, legally slush funds. And there's a picture, a remittance, they call it a recording of remittances to Latin America and just the Caribbean, even without India in it. And it's crazy the amount of money being sent back. And so now you're wondering, well, gee, what is it? Oh, I got an idea. It's the same old thing. It's greed, jealousy, the love of money, and corruption. But I think that one of the things that would, I believe, enlighten and activate Christians are, this is our tax dollar. These are our tax dollars. The government has been weaponized behind the scenes from the last administration, and thank God for DOGE and the fact that they've started to reel it in or at least shine a light on it. But now we've got to be even-handed and peacefully go in and pursue the evil and root it out. It's not going to come out easily. Mexico's taxes, these are taxes that they're getting and money that they're getting, whether they're being paid through NGOs that rally, and I think that a lot of these people, if they were questioned and they would spill the beans, they're being paid by a lot of nefarious groups, you know, quote-unquote human rights groups that have billion-dollar paychecks, and they disseminate that money through the sanctuary. They don't have any idea or care, real compassionate reason, a humane reason to have sanctuary cities. They just are after the money, and whoever pays it, they can get it.
Absolutely. James, if I could touch on that and expand it slightly. Hakeem Jeffries, yep. and Maxine Waters, Kamala Harris, and Gavin Newsom, and I could go on and on and on with those that are in the Marxist left. They're advocating for this. Look at the headline, says, Maxine Waters calls for the public to push back against the Trump administration. Hakeem Jeffries said that with the ICE agents, that he's going to insist that they be doxxed because they wear a mask. He wants them to be unmasked so that people will know who they are, can find where they live, and then demonstrate or attack them at their homes. And then you have Kamala Harris that says that these are peaceful demonstrations and that is needful and necessary. So the point that I make with that overview and then the question, how should we as Christians respond? Should we adhere to what Kamala Harris is saying, Hakeem Jeffries and Maxine Waters and others like that? What should we do when we have those that are in the leadership role of our civil government that's actively involved in the assisting of the overthrow, the insurrection, the overthrow of our nation through the anarchist and the acts of sedition that we see taking place? I believe that we need, as Christians, we need to understand the danger of losing our constitutional republic if this continues the track that it's on now. What say you?
I say it's going to be as easy as 1, 2, 3. Everybody that's a brother and sister in Christ, pull out the book of Psalms. Look at Psalm 1, the condensed version of that, the beginning. It says, the way of the righteous, the end of the ungodly. Psalm 2, so 2, the Messiah's triumph and kingdom. And Psalm 3, the Lord's help, his troubled people. And David had it wired, and we need to get back to the Bible, and we need to call on the help that he left behind, the Holy Spirit, to infuse us with the strength and power to speak the words that need to be spoken at the appropriate times with the proper inflection and power that only comes from Jesus Christ. And we need to be, if not us, who, and if not now, when. We've got to make our voices heard to our politicians, our friends, and our family. If we get off the radio and we don't talk to this, these issues, to our relatives, our neighbors, our coworkers, our family, our friends, then we're dropping the ball. We need to keep this at the top of the game. But seriously, have them look at Psalm 1, 2, and 3. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. It can be solved. It will be solved. And there needs to be some righteous indignation and some retribution for this. It's silly. As many of the callers said, why are you waving the flag of your country at such a wonderful place? What are you doing here? Well, they're getting paid, and they want money for nothing. And more of it. And the fact that we would stand by and let them destroy property and hurt people. So there's physical violence and then also property violence. And what part of that is a good thing? But just turn the clock back a few years ago when there was riots and cities burning around the country because somebody was angry about, you know, one thing or another. And it was fanned. The flames literally were fanned to keep that divisiveness and that anger. This is not what this is about. This is not, doesn't need to be at some deep-seated war that, you know, there's something under this. The only thing we know that's under this is evil.
Evil. It's a satanic, demonic battle being fought out in the lives of human beings. And James, I think you would agree with me. The thing that this calls on Christians and conservatives today, as never before, to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land.
I said it's easy as 1, 2, 3, and it is. And look at Psalm 4. It says, the safety of the faithful. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. He will, you know, and I know he will, and the listeners know he will. But we're not on our knees, and we're not praying for his intervention, his intercession. And get our friends and family to pray. We're two or three are gathered in his name. Amen.
Amen. James, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9.